Charlie Lindgren. Charlie, how would you evaluate the effort of this team tonight?
I thought it was really good. I think, even coaches came in and said we outshot them 20-5 in the third. I think tonight was just a classic hockey game. I think we didn't get the bounces. I mean, their first goal hits off our guy. Their second goal goes off the post right in the crease. And then the third goal, just a broken play. And sometimes that happens. I thought we played well enough to win. And, just got to obviously reset and then get back at it tomorrow. It's a really good hockey team.
When you're talking about bounces tonight, it really happened in front of you. Just like you said, I mean, for a goaltender, what can you see? What can you do when some stuff like this happens? You can't do anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's just obviously it's not the first time. I mean, that's part of being a goalie. It's part of the position is sometimes some goals are out of your control. So, when that happens, just got to, forget about it and move on.
You've been playing in this league for a while. This is, I think, a typical AHL hockey game where sometimes the best team doesn't have the win at the end.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it was your classic AHL hockey game. I mean, I think there's a lot of back and forth tonight. Like I said, I mean, that's, you can obviously see why Rochester's where they are in the standings right now. And again, I thought we went toe-to-toe with them and really played a really, really good hockey game. And just unfortunately, we came out on the wrong side.
Talked with a coach this morning. He told us, well, I'm going back with Charlie tonight. I think he deserves it. This is the first time in the year that he goes with you for a second consecutive game. Is it a testament of confidence from the coach towards you?
100%. I mean, like I've been telling you, I mean, I think all year I've been playing really well. So, whenever I get the chance to get in there, I want to give the team the best chance I can to win. And, I think obviously it felt good to play again tonight.
Would you say this is the best Charlie Lindgren we've seen here in Laval? You've been really good in St. John's the first year there.
Yeah.
But right now you're feeling really confident out there?
Yeah, 100%. I feel really good. I think, stats definitely don't tell the whole story. I think I've had a really good hockey year and just got to keep going.
How much more impressive was the fact that you're able to go toe-to-toe despite the fact you're missing a bunch of regulars in the lineup? Guys like Riley Barber, Ryan Poehling got called up a couple hours before the game. Just wanted to know how it was just knowing that you guys didn't have some of those regulars in the lineup and still went toe-to-toe with Rochester.
Yeah, I think that that really speaks to our depth. And, we got really good hockey players on this team. And we had some guys step up and play really good tonight. Even, I don't even know how to say his last name,
McAnemy,
or, whatever. I thought he was outstanding tonight for not playing, like you said, since March. I mean, he was outstanding. And, Ralphie coming up and playing well. Obviously, he's done really good in the East Coast League. So, it's good to see guys kind of get a different opportunity and play really well.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks.
On a pour les propos de